This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is not a good day to be in the egg business, especially not if you're in the top egg-producing state in this union, Iowa. More than 5 million hens there are going to be destroyed because of avian influenza, H5N2 for the pathologists among you. The outbreak has spread through a big chunk of the Midwest. And as it happens, we know a guy in the chicken business. Ed Fryer is the CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry in Rogers, Arkansas. So we called him up to get his take. Mr. Fryer, it's good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's good talking to you again.
So first of all, we should say you are a bird provider, not an egg provider, right?
That's correct.
Okay. That said, this has to be pretty scary.
It has everybody's attention. I guess when the first case hit in southern Missouri about a month and a half ago, we basically went on lockdown in terms of biosecurity. It is a scary situation.
The number is 5-something million birds that will be culled. How is that done?
The USDA goes in and does it. They have, as I understand, a big foaming machine, and they come in and foam the entire house. They cover the birds with foam, and then you dig a large pit on the farm, and you bury all of the birds in that pit and cover it back up. None of those birds are allowed to leave the farm.
When you decide as a chicken person that this has to be done, what are the mechanisms that you have to go through? I imagine there are public health warnings and all kinds of stuff.
Actually, we're not the ones that decide when it has to be done. USDA decides that. If we have an outbreak of anything in our house, in any one of our houses, we get in touch with USDA. We notify them. They come in. They test the birds. If it turns out that it's high path AI, which is, you know, what we're talking about right now.
High pathology aviation influenza.
That's right. Yeah. USDA comes in. They basically take control of that farm, and they'll draw about a circle with about a 6-mile radius around that, and they will shut down any movement of chickens or turkeys, whatever it happens to be, in that 6-mile radius. They'll also literally go door to door talking to individual farmers to see if they have any backyard birds or if there's any other birds out there that they've missed. If they find them, then they'll test those birds also.
Huh. Not to make it all about the consumer, but does this mean we're going to be paying more for eggs and for, you know, I mean, this is in the turkey population in Minnesota as well, so are we going to be paying more for that?
So far, the number of birds that have been affected, you see a lot of zeros, but it's small relative to the overall size of the flock that's in the United States. The U.S. will produce about 9 billion broilers this year. Not million, but billion. So it can be really tough on an individual farmer or an individual company if you lose 10 or 20 or 50 million birds, but you're still talking way less than 1% of the population.
Give me some context here. Just in your operation, how many birds a year? I know you've told me in the past.
We produce about 1.3 million birds a week.
Wow.
So where it's hurting us the most is on the dark meat.
Really?
The dollar is stronger this year than it was last year, and we export a lot of the leg quarters out of the United States. So that higher dollar makes our leg quarters more expensive relative to our competitors. So that's hurt the demand for exports to begin with. And there's a lot of countries that whenever there is high path AI in a state or in a country, they ban all imports from that country.
Everything gets back to the global economy. Ed Fryer is the CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry. We got him in Rogers, Arkansas. Mr. Fryer, thanks again for your time, sir.
Thanks.